Is it a good idea to consider our times wartime and yourself the hunted? Is it a good idea to consider our times wartime? Note: one of the best books, maybe ever, to prepare you to be the hunted is the book, The Art of Hunting Humans. It teaches you why you are the perfect prey, and how not to be. Really astute. The highest truth value book I have seen. 70%. / note. I am not sure. But my gut feeling says, yes. I ask source, and it says, yes. Why would it be a good idea to consider our times wartime? Let me count the reasons. 1. In wartime, people's good side and people's dark side come out to the open. Past the forces that manage to keep them hidden in peacetime. So in wartime it is easier to know who to trust and who not to. It is also easier to see your own dark side, and if you don't like it, do something about it. If you are a putz, it is easier to say, being a putz will get me killed. Let put my ass in gear. 2. If my feelers and source are not off, there is a war has been planned and started against humanity as a whole. Okay, I know it sounds like conspiracy theory, but what if the conspiracy is true? What if it is happening? Wouldn't it be better if you behave like it is happening, and take care of business, take care of your mindset, take care of yourself? Note. By the way, if your reaction to this is fear, then you'll be one of the dead when this really happens. When, not if. If you're angry, you're a little better. And if you start focusing on yourself and making you the best you can be, your chances for a great life increase with the likelihood that you'll live, even if nearly everyone else dies. / note. After reading the 2011 marathon novel, 7 volumes, Brett Battles, Sick, and another novel on the creation of a virus suitable to wipe out all non-protected persons on the planet, by Blake Banner Cobra Book Number 2, I have come to ask source several times if there could be any truth about what I read. And every question was answered by yes, except one: the virus stays virulent and deadly no matter how many steps of transmission it goes through, as opposed to the test virus in Sick. So my theory is that COVID-19ism was a test virus, testing how fatal it is, and it was meant to be contained in Wuhan. But got out. That is a hair in this oop. That now every country is doing a grand rehearsal for the final stage. And the last thought that felt like proof to me was the fact that the presidential couple supposedly went through the illness, but showed no sign, no slowing down. I have a student, a young healthy woman, who unfortunately contracted the disease, and went through the first hell, and now, for weeks now, she is short of breath, and her lungs are filled with mucus. So no, I don't believe that the presidential couple had the virus. I think it was a move. To what end? I don't care. So what if this is all true? Some people will survive the real pandemic. It is up to them, not to circumstances. The question is for you: are you willing to prepare for it now? And even if nothing happens, are you willing to do what it takes to be a winner no matter what, and thrive? Of course most of you will say no. And I am okay with that. You always get what is coming to you. The more complacent you are, the less chance you have. 3. Now, here is number 3. It is possible to live your life through a certain focus. One thing that if you focus on will make everything easier, and many things it will make unnecessary. I have been pondering this question for myself. First I thought generosity would be a good focus. But then I saw that being encouraging would be an even better focus. Why? You have been discouraged. I know what it's like. My Bach profile is Jinshin, the discouraged flower. The difference between you and me is that I have trained myself to not say, therefore. I am discouraged. It looks over. It looks hopeless. You say, therefore it is over. Therefore there is nothing I can do. Therefore no matter what I do it won't matter. I don't say therefore. I just keep pushing 91% of the time. 9% of the time I still give up. Of the 91%, most of it turns out that I judge it over too soon. In fact, 80% of all my projects succeed. Eventually. Most people's projects fail because they stop pushing. They give up. Learning not to give up, being encouraged to not give up is what is needed in war. So I'll focus on being encouraging. I need it, you need it. And it will make everything easier, and many things, like rescuing people, won't be necessary. The perfect one thing. By the way, I learned this from Troy, one of my coaches, and he learned it from a book, The One Thing, that incidentally I read too. but I don't remember this part. I guess just like you, I only hear what I hear. I just checked, I read it 3 years ago. Now, between you and me, having a laser focus, not a fixed focus, a flexible focus, like a context, doesn't fixate you if it is not a thing. Focusing on success, or on a goal, or any one thing that is a thing, is harmful. On the other hand, picking a behavior, an attitude, a being focus, a how focus is life-altering, and if it is life-affirming, then it can make a difference between life and death, between success and failure, between a great life and a so-so life. I could also pick hate of discouragement and produce the same results. And I have been. But it wouldn't help me being encouraging to you, my dear, and if my feelers are right, you need encouragement. Hope. A lifeline. If you wanted to get professional in adhering to your one thing, learn to pick something that can carry you till you die, maybe, I recommend the Instant Coherence Workshop. And if you wanted to get professional at living powerfully, you may want to consider my every Sunday program, The 27 Layers of Mastery. Funky name, but a serious and maybe even fun program. If I could pick two things, the second would be to be fun. Not to have fun, but to be fun. And I may just do that. After all, you probably cannot be encouraging and not be fun. So they seem to be part and parcel. I recommend the Every Sunday Coaching Program. But if you just want to try out your Truly and how my programs are fun and useful, you can opt to come this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That is New York. That is where I am. It is 8 p.m. in Europe, and 11 a.m. in California and Vancouver. How much? 40 buckaroos. That is dollar, for you. American, lol. The Freedom Course this Sunday. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/freedom. And the whole coaching program, $105 a month. I know it is not in everyone's budget. But that is what it costs. It includes 4 Sunday webinars, and a one-on-one call in the first month. Just that call is normally $250. Let me take you all the way to heaven. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/27mastery.